So I'm going to talk to you today about the first reading, which is a reading from the book of Acts. And I'm going to talk to you about a couple of different ways of putting it that come from this reading. We could talk about making simple investment, simple as in unpretentious investment in the lives of other people. Or we could even talk about mentoring other people. But we'll see how that comes out of this Acts reading. My wife and I were talking last night, and I was just, somebody had said something to me earlier. One of my colleagues had said to me about, well, it was something I was able to do kind of professionally, some particular ability, not ability, something I had learned that I was able to do. And she said, well, how do you know how to do that? And I'm going, well, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if I know how to do, I know how to do that. Then I came home and I thought about it, this particular thing that I was able to, this set of skills that I was able to use. And I said, oh, that was Alan. And when I thought back about it, I'm going, well, about 50% of the stuff that I'm able to do well, not going to blame him on the stuff that I'm not good at. But the 50% of the stuff that I could do well, I can probably trace back to Alan. And Alan was the executive archdeacon when I was a young deacon working in the Synod office way back in the day, and then as a young priest. And for some reason, he had kind of picked me out and decided he was going to mentor me. And so he made possibilities available to me, kind of specifically kind of educational possibilities available to me, and just kind of guided me in this very unpretentious guy, and just did it in this very, very unpretentious, did just this very unpretentious way. And so I thought of, my wife says I've mentioned it before, but I thought about it again last night going, wow, I'm amazed to think how much I owe to this one person who simply took an interest in me as a young deacon and then as a young priest. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to thank him. He died too early. But nonetheless, if there's anything good about what I've been able to do as a priest, that it bears witness to the way that he invested in my life. And so the reason I think of this is we have this story of Dorcas or Tabitha, which is interesting in itself, but I'm not going to go into it today. And Tabitha seems to be a very important person in her community. You can see this. She's died, and then the widows have gathered. And they've gathered, and Peter's there. Peter the Apostle's called in. And they're showing him all these things that she has produced, these tunics that she's made. And you know, it's the ancient world. People were usually either really rich or really poor. So to make clothing for people was a very significant thing. And you get the sense that she was as important as that was, she also seemed to have a mentoring role. People would look to her and there was some kind of guidance, which is why it seemed to be such a big deal that they really wanted to show Peter everything she had done and how important she was. So this is comes from Acts, comes, as you know, is the second half of a book. And I'll try a book. And the first half of that is the Gospel of Luke, right? And Luke has a real affection. You can see it from the very beginning of the Gospel of Luke. For people who live, there's a kind of Jewish piety. And it goes like this. We're just going to live very simple lives, not drawing our attention to ourselves, doing good deeds, having humble and open hearts to God, and living simply in the best sense of that word, living simply as in living simple lives, but also living simple lives inside of ourselves, being simple inside of ourselves, being humble, that is, and then simply reaching out to other people unpretentiously in ways that aren't going to draw our attention to ourselves. You can see this throughout Luke if you look carefully. It's often a combination of men and then women. He's very clear about that, 50% men, 50% women. And if you look back in the, if we're good Anglicans, you know, if we're good Anglicans, our Bible has got the Book of Tobit in it because it's part of the Anglican Apocrypha. Now, if you're bad Anglicans, that's okay. You know, no punishment or, you know, take your public stoning is involved. But that is part of the Anglican canon of scripture, is the Book of Tobit. And you see this in the Book of Tobit as well. You've got this elderly, they're often elderly couple, and they're just simply going about and doing good works. In fact, this story is so straightforward and so realistic and so simple that it even has them kind of nattering at each other in one point in the book. You know, while they're doing good works, you're going, oh, okay, that is pretty realistic. That is what people do. Is you're not expecting the Bible, they're kind of nattering with each other about things. But then this is, again, this very simple spirit. But then the Archangel Gabriel appears to them in the middle of this. So the Archangel Gabriel does not appear in this scene with Dorcas, but the Apostle Peter does appear. And what he does is he walks into this scene of these women living this simple Jewish Christian piety, as I've explained to you, and with Dorcas resting in the sleep of death. And he says to her, he speaks to her the words of Jesus. He takes one of Jesus' healing stories, he adapts the words slightly, and then he speaks it to Dorcas, speaks the word of life to her. So one of the ancient fathers says, this is a pretty good image of what it is like to be a Christian and what it's like to think about have a Christian death. We're surrounded by the good deeds that we have done and the people that we have invested in surround us and bear witness to our faith. Think of it that way. They're surrounding Dorcas's bed, these women, with the things that she has done. And the father says, yeah, it's a good way to think about when we pass from this life. We're surrounded, our good deeds bear witness to our Christian faith. And then the other part of it, of course, is in life and in death, the word of God is spoken into our lives and bringing us not the Archangel Gabriel or Raphael rather, but better than that, the words of Jesus himself in life and in death. So the word here is simple, because you understand this story. Word is simple. As I said, simple as in unpretentious, simple as in humble, and simple as in the word simple also means to be whole. That is, we are undivided. We're not at war at ourselves, but our hearts and our minds and our actions are all united by being united with Christ. So I think of my friend Alan, and I know he was mentoring me very intentionally, but Alan probably had no idea the effect that he would have on my life. So I'm able to talk about it today. He wanted to be Dean of Kamloops eventually, but I don't think he would have no real effect that he had on my life, to the point where I can say today, wow, a lot of the good stuff that I have comes from him. But his good deeds, as the psalm says, his good deeds continue to go before him, in my life at least. So maybe this week we can think about who it is that invested in our lives. You know, who mentored us? In fact, this being Mother's Day, could conceivably even be our mothers that did that with us. Often, as people say, it's their grandmothers. You know, you can think of who it is that I didn't we didn't come to our current state of magnificence all by ourselves. You know, people invested in us, right? They mentored us. They went out of their way to say, yeah, this is what God has given me to do. He wants me to pass. He wants us to pass along to somebody else. Who has done that with us? With the same kind of simplicity that my friend did with me, or that Dorcas did with the women around her, or that Peter did with Dorcas, not drawing attention to itself, but simply. And that have invested in our Christian life in this way. So this week, perhaps we could ask God two things. Who are these people? Lord, if I go and reflect on it, who are these people so that I can thank you for placing these people in my lives, in my life? And secondly, show me, I don't know, sometimes we lack self-confidence. You think, well, what do I have to pass on to anybody else? How can I mentor them? You know, what abilities do I have? Well, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, so you've got a ton of abilities that are beyond comprehension. Show me who I can encourage, even if it is just to quietly and simply mentor someone, just in an unpretentious, unpretentious and humble way. Who can I mentor? Who can I guide? Who can I be sort of a good shepherd to in a very quiet way? Brothers and sisters, may your simple good deeds, inspired by the word of God, bear witness to you and go before you. Amen.